You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Audio Engine enjoys a strong reputation for high-quality speakers at prices that won't make you cry. The HD3 desktop speakers retail at $400, which places them at the upper end of Audio Engine's desktop line of powered boxes, but below the top-end HD5 speakers. I had high expectations for the HD3s. As I unpacked them, I felt pangs of nostalgia over the wires and cables. It's been a while since I plugged a pair of nice speakers into my computer. So while the HD3s are capable of streaming music over Bluetooth, I started my evaluation by plugging them in. After placing the speakers a feet from each other and about a foot behind my laptop, I hit play. The sound seemed to be coming from my computer directly in front of me, not from the speakers. This confused me and made me wonder if I'd properly plugged them in. I adjusted the volume just to check. The music grew louder. This left me wondering if the sound stage is really that good. I leaned in and listened for a few moments longer. Yes, the sound stage was that good. The speakers had disappeared without properly setting them up. A great first impression. I decided to put them to the test. I queued up some Hendrix and cranked it. The track sounded as good as I've ever heard on a PC system, with little unintentional distortion. The separation between instruments was clear, the bass tight and the treble snappy. I found details and nuances apparent, but not distracting, and the mix clean from top to bottom. But Hendrix is messy and hissy. I wondered how the HD3s might fare with electronic music, dance music, or hip-hop. I tried everything, including acoustic and classical. I found the same soundstage precision, lack of distortion, clear separation, clean detail, and top-to-bottom smoothness in all of it. The only flaw I heard was the speakers getting a bit overwhelmed when several instruments swell to a crescendo. But this is a rare occurrence, and rectified by simply turning the volume down a bit. Okay. So they sound great plugged in. How about the Bluetooth? Setup was easy. The speakers enter pairing mode as soon as you turn them on. After a painless pairing, I subjected them to the gauntlet again. I flipped between my plugged-in PC and my streaming phone. I found the sound quality equally fantastic on every track, whether I was streaming or plugged in. Beyond occasionally being overwhelmed by a thunderous crescendo, I can't find much to nitpick here. The optional wireless antenna on the left speaker looks a bit goofy. That's about all I've got. These are the best desktop speakers I've heard, and it's not even close when you compare these to similarly priced wireless speakers. My rating, 9 out of 10. Nearly flawless. Buy it now. This article posted by Michael McColl.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Spoken Edition team. I wanted to let you know that we just launched a new website at SpokenEdition.com. This new site has over 40 different shows from top publications around the web, all for free. So visit SpokenEdition.com, subscribe to a few new shows, and keep listening. Thanks.